USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump ordering flags to be flown at half-staff after two mass shootings over the weekend. 20 people shot dead and 26 wounded by a gunman who's now in custody after that incident at a mall in El Paso on Saturday. Army Specialist Glenn Oakley is being called a hero for having led a lot of children away from the gunman.
If I had a child, and I wasn't around my child at that time, so I just did what I would want another person to do for my children.
Oakley speaking this morning on Fox News. That 21-year-old gunman is called a white supremacist, and the feds are calling it an incident of domestic terrorism. Meanwhile, investigators do not yet know the motive for the shootings hours later in the streets of Dayton, Ohio, when a gunman opened fire, killing 9 people before police killed him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tweeting this morning he'll be taking some time away from his public duties to recover from surgery. Paul tweeting that part of his lung that was damaged in the 2017 assault he suffered from a neighbor had to be removed by surgery over the weekend. Paul says he'll return to the Senate in September. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering after an injury. His communications chief says the Kentucky Republican fractured his shoulder after tripping on his home's patio over the weekend. The statement adding McConnell will be working from home as he recovers. A Florida man who admitted to sending explosive devices to several well-known Democrats and other people who had criticized President Trump will be sentenced today in Manhattan's Cesar Sayoc, pleading guilty in March to mailing the bombs to people from former President Barack Obama to actor Robert De Niro. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the two mass shootings over the weekend, as now the National Rifle Association is offering its deepest sympathies for the victims of those two mass shootings. However, the gun rights group says, quote, it will not participate in the politicizing of the tragedies. The NRA statement saying the group is committed to the safe and lawful use of firearms and that it will work to pursue real solutions that it says would protect everyone from these types of acts. The BBC is reporting that Iran is accusing the crew of a seized oil tanker of smuggling. The report this morning, citing an Iranian Revolutionary Guard news source that says the ship was boarded last Wednesday near the island of Farsi and that 7 crew members were arrested. The report says the tanker was transferred to the Iranian port city of Bushehr, where the oil cargo was confiscated. The BBC says so far it's not clear under what flag that tanker was sailing, nor what the nationalities are of those in custody. Back on July 13th, the Iranians detained a Panamanian tanker and also accused that crew of smuggling. And Barbra Streisand's first concert in 13 years at Madison Square Garden in New York City turned political as the 77-year-old Streisand took the stage last night. And it was no surprise the outspoken Democrat took jabs at President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.